Hello. Is Brenda Tucker there?
She's not. Could you leave a message?
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good evening. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I say it again, ma'am. I cannot hear you.
And yes, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Well, we always vote.
And for the purpose of the question, will you definitely vote or probably vote?
I definitely would vote.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. And what is your age?
65.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
And is that somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Okay, and I want something done about that.
Mm-hmm. Legalizing marijuana.
5.
Addressing immigration and border security.
5.
Addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine.
10.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
1.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I disapprove, or he's not doing anything.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove in it.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Biden.
0.
Donald Trump.
10.
Democrats in Congress.
Democrat. 10.
Thank you. The tobacco industry.
Say it again, ma'am.
The tobacco industry.
5.
Thank you. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
FDA.
Mm-hmm.
Need a number?
Yes.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Once again, use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. Any number between 0 and 10. The first one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
I say a 10.
Regulating marijuana?
5.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
5.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
5.
We just want to know if you would support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over.
Yes, I'll favor that.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
I somewhat support it.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
And is that yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
And do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand with this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More benefit.
And is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other more important right now.
Okay, thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And here we have two definitions. I'm going to go through both of them, and we can make the choice. The first definition is harm reduction, which is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes to switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The second definition is prohibition, which is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. So which one do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, harm reduction or prohibition?
Prohibition.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first situation is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm somewhat concerned.
Thank you. The second situation is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. once again, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm very concerned.
Thank you. And the last situation is deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track and regulate these products.
Make it harder.
Yes. It makes it harder to track these and regulate these products. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you very much. Now we're halfway there. Just a few more questions. But I just
I got to go.
It is a very, we have only a few more questions, sir. And you're done. And now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Hello? Yeah.